Surprise, surprise, this is not the microphone I am reviewing today. You are listening to my new shotgun microphone, the Sennheiser MKH8060, as a contrast. This is a $1,500 microphone, whereas the CAD E100SX is a $299 microphone. But will you be able to hear a $1,200 difference? Let's find out. Let's go to the CAD. And this is what the CAD E100SX sounds like. The gain is set the same at 12 o'clock as the previous recording. I have converted the recording to MP3 to take up less space. And I'm at the same distance of the microphone, about a hand's length. What I will do is I will move slowly to the back of the microphone so you can hear the difference when I talk off axis like I am doing now. It's completely pointless because you'll never record this way, but you'll find out what the off-axis rejection is of the E100SX, and I'm coming back to the front of the microphone. By the way, I have no pads engaged on the CAD E100SX, so it's just in its natural state. Let's move back to the Sennheiser one more time for contrast. And there we are again on the Sennheiser MKH8060. Now, should you buy the new CAD, it's totally up to you. It's a lot cheaper, of course, but it's not only price that you will be looking at. The most important question that you can ask yourself when buying a microphone is, how does this microphone sound on my equipment, in my space, using my voice? And that's the only thing that matters. You can watch as many YouTube videos as you like or read as many reviews as mine, but ultimately the true test is in your space, with your gear, using your voice. That's the only way you can determine whether or not a mic is for you. So take this as a reference, but that's all.